Okay, 1 Nephi chapter 10. So far in the Book of Mormon, we've been following the adventures of one particular family. Lehi is the father of the family. He's also a prophet, and he's just had a big vision, and he's telling his family all about it. That continues in this chapter. Verse 1. And now I, Nephi, proceed to give an account upon these plates of my proceedings and my reign and ministry. Wherefore, to proceed with mine account, I must speak somewhat of the things of my father, and also of my brethren. For behold, it came to pass after my father had made an end of speaking the words of his dream, and also exhorting them to all diligence, he spake unto them concerning the Jews, that after they should be destroyed, even that great city Jerusalem, and many be carried away captive into Babylon, according to the own due time of the Lord, they should return again, yea, even be brought back out of captivity. And after they should be brought back out of captivity, they should possess again the land of their inheritance. Yea, even 600 years from the time that my father left Jerusalem, a prophet would the Lord God raise up among the Jews, even a Messiah, or, in other words, a Savior of the world. So Lehi here is prophesying about lots of things. He took his family out of Jerusalem because the Lord had told him it was going to be destroyed. Now he's giving more details about that. Sounds like Babylon is going to be the one to destroy them, and many of the inhabitants are going to be taken into captivity. But they'll return later. And 600 years after Lehi and his family leave, there's going to be this prophet, the Messiah. This is Jesus, and this is one of the earliest prophecies we have of him. And it's interesting how the notion of Jesus gets developed over the course of this chapter. He's first here referenced as a prophet and a Messiah. As time goes on, we will realize that Lehi and his family knew a lot of details about the ministry of Jesus Christ 600 years before it happened. Verse 5, and he also spake concerning the prophets, how great a number had testified of these things, concerning this Messiah, of whom he had spoken, or this Redeemer of the world. Wherefore, all mankind were in a lost and in a fallen state, and ever would be, save they should rely on this Redeemer. So Lehi has a very clear notion of how Jesus Christ plays into the cosmic scheme of justice and the salvation of mankind. Verse 7, and he spake also concerning a prophet who should come before the Messiah to prepare the way of the Lord. This is John the Baptist. Verse 8, yea, even he should go forth and cry in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, and make his paths straight. For there standeth one among you whom ye know not, and he is mightier than I, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose, and much spake my father concerning this thing. And my father said he should baptize in Bethabara beyond Jordan, and he also said he should baptize with water, even that he should baptize the Messiah with water. And after he had baptized the Messiah with water, he should behold and bear record that he had baptized the Lamb of God, who should take away the sins of the world. Wow, these are really specific prophecies. Lehi has a very clear vision of how the interactions between John the Baptist and Jesus are going to play out and what their roles are. Verse 11, and it came to pass, after my father had spoken these words, he spake unto my brethren concerning the gospel which should be preached among the Jews, and also concerning the dwindling of the Jews in unbelief. And after they had slain the Messiah, who should come, and after he had been slain, he should rise from the dead, and should make himself manifest by the Holy Ghost unto the Gentiles. So Lehi knew that Jesus was going to be killed by the Jews, and that he was going to rise from the dead. This is remarkable because this seems to be something his apostles didn't fully understand when it happened. So Lehi is clearly a very great prophet. Verse 12, yea, even my father spake much concerning the Gentiles, and also concerning the house of Israel, that they should be compared like unto an olive tree, whose branches should be broken off and should be scattered upon all the face of the earth. Wherefore, he said it must needs be that we should be led with one accord into the land of promise, unto the fulfilling of the word of the Lord, that we should be scattered upon all the face of the earth. And after the house of Israel should be scattered, they should be gathered together again. Or, in fine, after the Gentiles had received the fullness of the gospel, the natural branches of the olive tree, or the remnants of the house of Israel, should be grafted in, or come to the knowledge of the true Messiah, their Lord and their Redeemer. And after this manner of language did my father prophesy and speak unto my brethren, and also many more things which I do not write in this book, for I have written as many of them as were expedient for me in mine other book. Now remember, in the previous chapter, Nephi explains that he has two different sets of plates he's keeping. It's confusing because he calls them both the plates of Nephi. But the larger record, the large plates of Nephi, contain the full history of the family and the peoples that come from this family. And this record that we're reading right now is a smaller record focused specifically on the ministry among those people and their spiritual experiences and their relationship to God. Verse 16, and all these things of which I have spoken were done as my father dwelt in a tent in the valley of Lemuel. So they're still a few days outside of Jerusalem. They're just hanging out here. Lehi has had this incredible vision. He's prophesying about all kinds of things, about the land of promise their family is headed to, how that's part of a larger plan God has about scattering Israel and how Israel is going to be regathered later and how the Gentiles are going to help with that. Just a ton of stuff going on in this prophecy. Verse 17, and it came to pass after I, Nephi, having heard all the words of my father concerning the things which he saw in a vision, and also the things which he spake by the power of the Holy Ghost, which power he received by faith on the Son of God, and the Son of God was the Messiah who should come. There's more details about Jesus and who he is. I, Nephi, was desirous also that I might see and hear and know of these things by the power of the Holy Ghost, which is the gift of God unto all those who diligently seek him, as well in times of old as in the times that he should manifest himself unto the children of men. For he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the way is prepared for all men from the foundation of the world, if it so be that they repent and come unto him. For he that diligently seeketh shall find, and the mysteries of God shall be unfolded unto them, by the power of the Holy Ghost, as well in these times as in times of old, and as well in times of old as in times to come. Wherefore the course of the Lord is one eternal round. So, Nephi here is testifying that we can learn a lot through the gift of the Holy Ghost, and that God is desirous, that he wants to manifest himself unto us, and if we repent and come unto him and diligently seek, we will find the answers to the mysteries of God. Verse 20, therefore remember, O man, for all thy doings thou shalt be brought into judgment. Wherefore, if ye have sought to do wickedly in the days of your probation, then ye are found unclean before the judgment seat of God, and no unclean thing can dwell with God. Wherefore ye must be cast off forever. And the Holy Ghost giveth authority that I should speak these things and deny them not. So Nephi here, in the last chunk of this chapter, is saying that if you ask God for answers, you will get them. And if you don't, then you're going to be lost, basically. And this is a dynamic we've seen in Nephi's own family. He asks, he receives answers. Laman and Lemuel don't ask, and they're always getting into trouble. In the next chapter, Nephi is going to ask for an interpretation of Lehi's vision, and he's going to get a whole lot more than he bargained for.